and to overcome all the power of the enemy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercy and compassion toward us. Thank you, Lord, for your help that you have sent into our lives. Thank you for your grace that is sufficient unto us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your mighty hand that is fighting our battles. Thank you for your power that is upholding us. Thank you for your name that is bringing answers to our prayers. Thank you for giving us breakthroughs. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for glorifying and for honoring your name in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord, for giving us victories and deliverances. Thank you for solving difficult problems in our lives. Thank you for giving us solutions to problems. Thank you for making ways for us where it appears there are no ways. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for commanding people to help us, to support us. Thank you, Father. Be thou glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for beautiful things you have prepared for every one of us so that we can have a future filled with greatness, a future filled with great glory. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for giving us the power to prosper and to succeed at such a time like this. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving us financial strength, financial prosperity, financial establishment. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for keeping us in good and perfect health. Thank you for ensuring that we don't suffer incurable diseases. Thank you for ensuring that we don't spend a lot of money trying to get healed. Thank you, Father. We are here once again in your presence. We are here to fellowship with you, to to learn from you, to receive from you. O Lord, minister unto everyone that will join this meeting, both unto us that are here and those that will still join. Minister your power unto us, unto every one of us. Minister grace, minister light, minister revival unto every one of us. In Jesus' name, minister deliverance, healing, restoration, progress, and prosperity unto every life. In Jesus' name, have your way in our midst, O Lord, and let your name be forever praised. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to sing worship songs before we go into prayer point. I will call upon the Lord. Call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord, I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. Who is worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord reigneth. Blessed be the rock. Let the rock of my salvation be exalted. The Lord reigneth. Oh, Blessed be the rock, let the rock of my salvation be exalted. Whose life unto thee, O Lord, who is life unto thee, O Lord, among the gods. Who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, heavenly praises, doing wonders. Hallelujah. Among the gods, who is like thee? In your glorious, in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Ashamed of this, Lord, I see you. Lord, I see you. You will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you will never change. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. What the mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Walk the mighty God. We serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow before him. What a mighty God we serve. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Hosanna. In the highest, let our King be lifted up. Sing Hosanna, Hosanna,
in the highest,
in the highest, let our King be lifted up.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest. Let our King be lifted up.
God will make a way. Obedience seems to be no way. It works in a way we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Who will make blue sleep to his side? With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
You make a way. You make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. He walks in a way we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to His side. With love and strength, with love and strength. For each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. With love and strength, with love and strength. For each new day, He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus sees the answer for our word today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus sees the way. Oh, Jesus sees the answer for our world today. Above Him there is no other. Jesus sees the way. God is a miracle water. God is a glorious God. God is a miracle water. He's a glorious God. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For His mercies endureth forever.
forever. Amen. For his mercy endureth forever. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. All the glory, glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. For his mercies endureth forever. Amen. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Alleluia, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna, oh Alleluia, Hosanna, Alleluia, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna, Hallelujah, Hosanna. He's Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
He's Lord. Amen. He has risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Oh, is Lord, is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
Is Lord. Amen. For he has risen from the dead, he is Lord.
Every
knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Lord. You are born from beginning to the end. There's no place for hiding. You are born all by yourself. You are God. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself.
Open the floodgates.
in abundance and cause the rain to fall on us. Open the floodgates in abundance and cause your rain to fall on us. Ba ba oh, ba ba oh. Ba 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 ba. Open the floodgates. Open the floodgates in abundance. In abundance. And cause your rain, Lord Jesus, to fall on us. Open the floodgates in abundance and cause your rain to fall on us. Ba ba oh, ba ba oh. Ba 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 ba. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him, magnify him. Praise him for who he is. Praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. Praise him for who he is. Praise him for what he does. Praise him for the greatness of his name. Praise him for the greatness of his power. Praise him for the greatness of his throne. Praise him, for he alone is the Lord, and there is none like him. He is before all things, and he created all things, and he is the one holding all things together. He is the one sustaining all things. For without him, nothing can exist, and nothing can be alive. He is the life that makes everyone to be alive. For without him, we are nothing. Worshiping,
worship him. Worship him. Worship him according to your knowledge of him. Worship him according to who he is to you. I don't need to tell you how to worship him and how to praise him. If you have a relationship with him, you will know how to worship him, because you will worship him according to who he is to you. You will worship him according to who he is in your life. So I want you to worship him with that knowledge. Praise him with that knowledge. Praise him with the understanding of who he is to you. Who is God to you? Praise him according to the understanding of who he is in your life. Praise him. For he is my Father. He is my help and helper. He is my strength. He is my life. He is my light. I praise you, Father. Alpha and Omega, we praise you. You are beyond the description. Words are not enough to describe the greatness of you. For you are greater than whatever we call you. And you are greater than whatever we know you to be. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Father. You are strong. And your strength doesn't go down. You are powerful, and your power doesn't go down. We praise you, Father, for you always increase. You always increase. You can never decrease. We praise you, Father. Only you can speak and your words will come to pass. Only you can do things the whole world considered to be impossible. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Only you, O Lord, can change what people have called unchangeable. Only you can reverse things that have been termed irreversible. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. You are a faithful God. You are so reliable, so dependable, and we are not afraid to trust you. We are not afraid to depend on you. We are not afraid to to believe in you, for you could not fail. You didn't fail our ancestors in the Bible. And there is no way you will fail us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, for who you are. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're still going to continue, and now we're going to thank him. I want you to thank him with this prayer. You can say, thank you, Father. For carrying out your judgment and justice on my enemies. Say thank you, Father, for executing your judgment, your justice on my enemies. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. The Bible says, righteousness and justice. Righteousness and judgment are the foundation of his throne. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for carrying out your judgment on my enemies. Thank you for executing your vengeance on my enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We're still going to thank you more. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all that you have provided for me. For me to succeed, for me to prosper, for me to excel, for me to fulfill my destiny. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. We thank you, Father, for all that you have provided for me to move forward in life. Now, whether you can see it or not, everything that you need to fulfill destiny have been provided before you were born. They have all been provided. Say thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for providing all that I need to move forward, to succeed, to excel, to prosper, to overcome. Thank you for providing everything that I need to become who you want me to be. Thank you for providing for everything that I need to ascend to where you want me to reach in life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Let's begin to thank Him. The Bible says, except the Lord watches over the house, the watchman watches in vain. It is the Lord that has been watching over our lives, watching over your life. It's not because you are smart that you're still alive today. It is because there is an high that is watching over you. The high of the Lord. The highs of the Lord. So you're going to say, thank you, Father, for watching over my life to preserve me from destruction. Thank you for watching over my family and my household to preserve us from destruction. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for watching over my life to keep me safe. To keep me safe. For I am not alive today because I'm so wise or so smart. It is you who have kept me alive. It is not my carefulness. It is not my smartness. It is not that I know how to take care of my health. It is you that have kept me alive. Thank you, Father. It is not because I'm security conscious. It is you who have kept me alive. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for watching over my going out and coming in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. We are still going to thank Him. You know, there are so many things God does for us on a daily basis. Yeah, but because Satan have deceived this generation to be so scientific, we become so ungrateful. Yeah, because we're trying to use our scientific mind to understand how much God has been doing in our lives. Or how much God has done in our lives. We want to be able to feel it before we can agree that He has done some things. We want to see signs before we can thank Him for His faithfulness. Whereas God is doing a lot behind the scenes, but we don't know. We are not aware where He is doing so much for us. But because we can't feel it, we can't see it, we feel like it doesn't deserve to be, it doesn't deserve our thanks. I pray you repent from that attitude. But you agreed to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for great, glorious, and priceless things you have done for me that I'm not aware of, that my human mind and feelings isn't aware of. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for great, glorious, powerful, and priceless things you have done in my life that my human mind and feelings cannot comprehend and cannot discern. Thank you, Father, for those things. Even though I may not know them, but I'm thanking you for doing those things in my life. Great things, powerful things that I don't even know about, but you have already done them for me. Thank you, Father, for those things. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Let's begin to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for every opportunity you have given me to serve you and to demonstrate my love for you. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. A lot of people want to serve God, but the opportunity wasn't given to them. Say, Father, thank you for giving me the opportunity to serve you and to show how much I love you and to demonstrate how much I love you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You have to be to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for removing my life from prisons of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Say, thank you, Father, for removing my life from prisons of darkness, prisons of sin, prisons of worldliness, prisons of self, prisons of witchcraft, prisons of demons. Thank you for removing me from every dark prison. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him things. Amen. I still want you to thank him. You know, the reason why we pray is not because we have need. But the reason why you should go into the place of prayer shouldn't be because you have some need in your life that need to be met by God. It shouldn't be because you have some prayer request to offer God. Of course, we also do that in prayer, but that shouldn't be why we pray. We should pray because of fellowship. Because we want to fellowship with God's presence. Well, we want to enjoy His presence. Yeah, we should pray because of that. And while you are in His presence, the Spirit of God will begin to lead you on what you should pray for. Sometimes you may spend hours in God's presence without praying for yourself, without even asking for one thing for yourself, because the Holy Spirit wants you to to pray in a way that you will not be involved, or your own personal needs will not be involved. Yeah, so. So prayer should not be self-centered. Prayer should be God-centered. It should be because you want to fellowship with Him. And in fact, that is how you will continue to be a prayerful Christian. Because if you make prayers about your needs, as time goes by, you will be frustrated because there are some of your needs that will not be released by God urgently. I mean, there are some of your needs that will not be released or provided by God as urgent as you want them. Yeah, and then if you prayed for maybe 6 months and yet nothing happened, the needs weren't met, you can get frustrated and you may want to stop praying. Yeah. So, but if you make prayer God-centered and not self-centered, you will always be prayerful. You will always be a prayerful Christian. And there will not be any time you will not love to go into prayer. Yes. So that is why I want to thank God for His presence. You are going to thank God for having His presence in your life. Yeah, because that is the only thing that makes sense in this world, as far as I am concerned. The only thing that makes sense is God's presence. And that's the only thing I cannot afford to lose. I can afford to lose any other thing. I mean, every other thing. But I cannot afford to lose His presence. Because to me, that is the only thing that makes sense in this world. Every other thing in this world doesn't make sense. Yeah, whether you believe or not. So you're going to say, thank you, Father, for blessing me with your presence. Thank you for giving me access to fellowship with your presence, to commune with you in your presence, to enjoy your presence. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. continue to thank him. Say thank you, Father, for blessing me with your presence. Thank you for your presence in my life. Thank you for your presence in my spirit. Thank you for your presence in my soul. And thank you for your presence in my body. Thank you for the access that you have given me to have fellowship with you in your presence. Thank you, Father, for the access you have given me to commune with you, to enjoy your presence. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making your presence to be very real in my life, to be very real in my heart and in my soul. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your determination to reveal the greatness of your glory in my life. So thank you, Father, for your determination to reveal the greatness of your glory and power in my life. Beginning from this year, open your mouth and begin to thank him. Yeah, I want you to believe with me that God is going to reveal his great glory in your life starting from this year. I mean, such glory you have not seen before, such glory you have not experienced before. And begin to thank him because he's going to do that. Is going to really do that. Believe me, he's going to do that. Say, thank you, Father, for your determination to reveal the greatness of your glory and power in my life, starting from this year. Thank you for your determination to reveal the greatness of your glory, the greatness of your power in my life, in my destiny, in my calling, in my home, in my family, in my ministry, in my spiritual gift. Thank you for your determination to reveal the greatness of you in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him things. Amen. We're going to pray. You can say, Father, I have come before you, before your throne. Be merciful to me and help me. Say, Father, I have come before your throne. I have come before your throne tonight. Please be merciful unto me and help me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The good thing about the Lord is that He knows your needs more than you know your needs. He knows the help you need more than you know those help. He knows how to help you. So talk to Him, say, Father, I have come to you. I have come before your throne. I have come before you. Please be merciful unto me and help me. Help me. Help me. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Help me. Help me even in ways that are beyond my understanding. Help me through means and ways that are beyond my understanding, that are beyond my expectations. Help me, Father. Because only you can help me. Only you know how to help me. Be merciful unto me and help me. Help me, my spirit. Help me, my soul. Help me, my mind. Help me, my body. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, and help me. Help me in my weaknesses. Help me in my failures. Help me in my mistakes. Help me, Father. I believe you are asking for His help. You can ask for His help for as long as you are still alive. So which means there is no amount of time that you should pray this prayer. You can pray it for hours. You can just continue to say, oh Lord, help me. Because we will always need His help, especially for those of us that are not proud. For we know we cannot do without His help. For we know that we will continue to be helpless without His help. So tell Him how much you need His help. How much you cannot do without His help. Talk to Him from your heart. Say, Father, I have come to you. I have not come to meet man. I have come to meet you, my Creator and my Helper. Say, oh Lord, be merciful unto me and help me. Help me. For I cannot survive except you help me. I cannot overcome except you help me. I cannot be healed except you help me. I know I cannot succeed except you help me. I can't move forward except you help me. And that is why I'm saying, Be merciful to me now and help me. Thank you, Jesus. Be merciful to me. I can't fulfill my calling and destiny if you don't help me. I can't become who you want me to be if you don't help me. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yes, I'm going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, shine upon me the light of your presence, the brightness of your countenance, and let my chains be broken. Let the brightness of your countenance break my chains into pieces. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, shine your light upon me. Shine your light, the light of your presence, the light of your countenance, the brightness of your countenance. Shine that brightness upon me now, and let everything tying me down be broken. Let everything of slavery, thing of limitation, thing of addiction, tie me down, be broken by the brightness of your countenance, by the brightness of your face. Thank you, Jesus. Let every chain in my life be broken. Every satanic chain, demonic chain, witchcraft chain, marine spirit chain, let them be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You are going to say in the name of Jesus, let the power of God manifest in my life to solve problems that have stayed in my life for so long. In the name of Jesus, let the power of Christ, let the power of God manifest in my life to solve problems that have stayed in my life for so long. Hope you want something like that. Let the power of Jesus manifest in my life now. If you are tired of that problem, I think you're going to pray this prayer seriously, because only you know that problem that have stayed in your life. Only you and God know that problem that have stayed in your life for years. And let the power of Jesus manifest in my life right now to solve every problem that have remained in my life for a very long time. Let the power of Jesus destroy them. Let the power of Jesus solve them. Let the power of Jesus remove those problems now. 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 In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus destroy covenants of darkness and powers of darkness that have delayed the manifestation of God's blessings in my life, that have delayed the manifestations of the answers to my prayers. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the blood of Jesus destroy covenants of darkness and powers of darkness that have delayed the manifestation of God's blessings in my life, that have delayed the manifestation of the answers to my prayers. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are freed. Amen. You are going to place your right hand on your head. Somebody said more than 90% of the problems in the world are self-inflicted. That these are caused by the people themselves. Both spiritual and physical problems. And I think that statement is true. Yeah. The large percentage of our problems are the result of our own actions and decisions and choices. They are as a result of our own behavior and attitude and lifestyle. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the power of God manifest in me to put an end to every nature and attitude and lifestyle in me that is delaying the manifestation of God's blessings in my life. Let the power of God put an end to them now. Open your mouth and pray like God. Pray. You are here to pray, so make sure you pray. Say, let the power of God manifest in me. And let the power of God destroy and uproot every nature, every attitude, every lifestyle, every character that is prolonging the manifestation of God's blessings in my life, that is prolonging the fulfillment of God's plan for my life. Let the power of God laminate such nature and character in the lifestyle right now in Jesus' name. Let the power of God permeate every mindset, wrong mindset, wrong word view, wrong culture, wrong habit, wrong philosophy, wrong ideology. That is prolonging my divine visitation. That is prolonging God's intervention in my life. Let the power of Jesus permeate them now. In the name of Jesus, whatever lifestyle I am living, whatever character or attitude I have that is delaying what God has intended to do for me, let the power of Jesus destroy them now. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to say, from today henceforth, I refuse to be the one delaying my divine visitation. Begin to say, from today henceforth, I shall not be the one delaying my divine visitation. I shall not be the one delaying the release of my blessings. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You can say, Father, clear in my life. New event, new circumstances, new situations that will produce life-changing experiences, life-changing supernatural experiences. But Father, create in my life new events, new situations, new circumstances that will produce life-changing supernatural experiences. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. New situations, new circumstances that will make me experience your power, that will make me experience your glory, that will make me experience your intervention. Create in my life such events, events that will allow life-changing miracles to happen to me. Events, situations, circumstances that will allow life-changing life-changing divine encounters, life-changing divine interventions to happen to me. Oh Lord, create those situations now. Create such events now. Now, create them in my days. Create them in my life on a daily basis. Situations, circumstances, events that will give room for life-changing power manifestation to happen to me. Life-changing, miraculous interventions, miraculous heavenly visitations to happen to me. Father, create those situations now. In the name of Jesus, create those events and put me inside those events right now. Right now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Usually when devil wants to make your life stagnant, that is, when he wants to make sure that you don't move forward, you know, what it does is to put you in a time prison. Yeah, and I seriously hate that. I know what time prison is, and I hate it a lot. Yeah, so a time prison or prison of time is a situation whereby you are kind of moving in a circle. That is, nothing new is happening in your life. It's just like every event in your life, they are just repeating themselves. That is what moving in a circle is. Repetition of events. Repetition of situations. Repetition of failure. A repetition of mistakes. The same mistakes you keep making. The same mistakes you have been making is what you continue to make. The same failures you've been experiencing, and then you continue to meet those failures. Yeah, so that is a prison of time. Yeah, where nothing new is going on. Not even your spiritual life is not seeing any new. There's no new advancement in your relationship with God. You're not growing. You are not getting higher, either spiritually or physically. Yeah, nothing is changing. Yeah, so that is like you've been locked up in time. Yeah, and I don't want that for you. And I believe you don't want that either. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, step into my life by your mercy. And deliver me from the prison of time. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, step into my life by your mercy. And deliver me from the prison of time. Open your mouth and pray that. Pray this prayer if you want a change. If you want to stop moving in circles. Pray this prayer seriously. The Lord Jesus, step into my life now, right now, by your mercy, and deliver me from the prison of time. Step into my environment. Step into my career. Step into my family, into my marriage. Step into my calling and ministry. Step into my life now. And deliver me from time prison. Deliver me right now. I refuse to continue to move in a circle. I refuse to continue to repeat the same mistakes, the same errors, the same failures. I refuse to continue to suffer the same captivities over the years. Lord Jesus, please deliver me now. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Deliver me now from the prison of time. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. I think I have stated before that blood rituals can put an entire family and community and city and country in a time freeze. Blood rituals, that is, let me put it this way. The more the agents of Satan, the more they continue to do blood rituals, that is sacrificing animals and human beings. Yeah, you know, they don't only sacrifice animals. Satan worshippers, they also sacrifice human beings or human blood. Yeah, so the more they do that on earth, the more they put people in prison of time. And that is why if you are living in an environment or in a city or in a country where they do a lot of blood rituals, you must pray alone. And you must fast alone. Because if you don't, the rituals is enough to put you in a time freeze. Yeah. So you are going to pray. You are going to raise up your right hand. There is a blood that can neutralize the effect of any satanic or demonic blood ritual. And you know that blood, that is the blood of Jesus. Yeah, that is the blood of Jesus. It can neutralize in less than a second, in twinkle of an eye, the effect and influence of the ritual, of the blood rituals of darkness. So you're going to raise up your right hand and you're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I invoke the blood of Jesus to destroy every blood ritual that have been done to teach my life, calling and destiny, or every blood ritual that have been done to put my life, calling and destiny into captivity. Begin to say, let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to say, I invoke the blood of Jesus. I invoke the blood of Jesus to destroy every blood ritual that have been done on satanic altars to put my life, calling and destiny under limitation, under prisons. I invoke the blood of Jesus to destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. I invoke the blood of Jesus. I call upon the blood of Jesus. I call upon the blood of Jesus. I summon the blood of Jesus. I call upon the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying like that. I call upon the blood of Jesus to destroy those rituals now, whether they have been done some years back or they are currently being done. Let the blood of Jesus consume them all. Let the blood of Jesus consume them all. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying like that. Mashana di teleglia. Rishu de toba shunan shtedeleshta. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them. Every witchcraft ritual. Every witchcraft blood ritual. Every satanic and demonic and occultic blood ritual that have been done and that is being done to put my life, calling and destiny under captivity. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them all. Let the effect of those rituals be terminated right now by the blood of Jesus. Let the influence of those rituals be terminated right now by the blood of Jesus. Continue to pray. Every blood ritual that have been done and that is being done in my country, in my city, in the city that I live, in the country that I am, and in the community that I am, to put my life calling and destiny under captivity. Let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, you're still going to pray. Yeah. Apart from and blood rituals. There are other sacrifices and activities that goes on satanic and demonic altars. So we're going to pray against them. Yeah, what I'm saying is that there are sacrifices that doesn't involve blood, that people in darkness do on daily basis. Yeah, that agents of darkness do on daily basis. Yeah, so you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say the name of Jesus. Let the hunger of God destroy every sacrifice and activities of darkness going on satanic and demonic altar against my life, calling, and destiny. Let the hunger of God consume them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Bajana getele hendi jeneshinana. Let the hunger of God destroy sacrifices of darkness and oppressions of darkness going on satanic and demonic and witchcraft altars against my life, calling, and destiny. Let the hunger of God consume them. Let the hunger of God consume them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let the hunger of God waste them. Every sacrifices and activities of darkness going on satanic and demonic altars to put my life under captivity, to put my destiny and calling and career under captivity. Let the hunger of God consume them all. Right now, in Jesus' name, continue to pray like that. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray we serve a God that is able to make ways in places of blockages. He is able to make ways for you. Even if people are complaining that they can't find a breakthrough, they can't find access in certain places, God can make way for you in the same place. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I acknowledge that you are able to make ways in the wilderness, in places where there are no ways. So you're going to say, Father, manifest your power in the head, in my country, in my situation, and make way for me. Open your mouth and begin to pray and ask. Others may not be selling their product. That doesn't mean you will not sell your product. That is, others may not get customers that would buy their product. That's what I mean. It doesn't mean you will not get customers. The failures of others doesn't mean your failure. The limitation of others doesn't mean your limitation. So begin to say, Father, I acknowledge. Thank you, Lord. That I acknowledge that only you can make ways in places where there are no ways. Therefore, Lord, manifest your power in my life and make ways for me now. Make ways for me now. Make ways for me to excel. Make ways for me to succeed. Even in my situations of limitation. Even in my situations of blockages, even in my situations of wilderness, oh Lord, manifest your presence and power to make way for me. Now, in the name of Jesus, even in my present environment, even in my country, oh Lord, make way for me in the name of Jesus. Even in my present situation and limitations, manifest your presence and power and make way for me to come out. Make way for me to break through. Make way for me to succeed and to prevail. Make way for me to possess my possessions. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to pray five more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. And we say, Father, by your mercy, open unto me doors that have never opened for people in my family. Yeah, you know, in this new year, God is going to give his people some breakthroughs and elevation that no one in their family have gotten. I mean, they will be the first to have gotten such breakthrough or promotion or success or elevation in their family, that is, in their ancestral lineage. They will be the first to have gotten such blessing. And I believe you will have that testimony. So you're going to say, Father, open unto me doors that have never opened for anyone in my family, in my family line before. Oh Lord, open such a door for me by your mercy. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Geschichte la Tarschananas de Galea. Nishida Tabashine de Stella. The continue to pray like that. Doors that have never opened to anyone in my family line, in my ancestral lineage, in my blood line, according to the flesh. Oh Lord, open such doors to me now, so that your name can be praised through my life, so that your name can be glorified and honored through my life. Doors, great doors, doors of success and excellence, doors of promotion and elevation, doors of greatness and honor and glory that have never opened unto anyone in my family line, in my family house, in my father's house and my mother's house. Oh Lord, open such doors for me now, in the name of Jesus. Doors of abundance, of riches and wealth that have never opened to anyone in my family, in my family background, in my family line, in my bloodline. Father, let those doors open for me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I mean, we have four more prayer points. He has begun to pray. You know that God has blessed human beings with something very powerful, but we are not using that thing. And that is determination. That is your willpower. Your willpower. You may think is nothing, but it's something in the realm of the spirit. Your willpower. Your determination is a great weapon. Yeah, and even people in the kingdom of darkness, they understand how powerful it is. Yeah, and that's the reason why God did not create us like a robot. Yeah, he gave us willpower. Yeah. The question is, how strong is your willpower? How strong is your determination? Yeah, because God needs that. Yeah, that is why He gave it to you. Heaven needs your determination. The angels, they need your determination. Yeah. And that is why Satan always attacks people's faith. Yeah, to keep them under his captivity and control. Yeah, because your faith is going to be expressed by your willpower, by your determination. That is how you express your faith. Yeah, because you are not going to stop troubling God until God changes your life, until God visits you and changes your life. You're not going to stop because of your determination, because of your desperation. And Satan wants to weaken that part of you because he knows how powerful it is. Satan knows that if you don't give up, you will win and you will possess your possession. That is why he always tries as much as possible to take your willpower from you. And be the one controlling your will. So you're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every darkness. Every darkness, every power assigned take away my will power from me. every darkness assigned, every power assigned to take away my will power from me, so that I will not be able to seek God and find Him, so that I will not be able to pursue after my possessions and possess them. So let the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy them now. Continue to pray like that. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every power assigned to take from me my will power, to take from me my determination, every power assigned to weaken my will power, every power assigned to weaken my determination, so that I will not be able to pursue after my inheritance in Christ Jesus, so that I will not be able to seek God and find Him. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, every power of darkness assigned to make me weak in my determination for change, every power assigned to weaken me in my determination for change, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Every power assigned to weaken me in my determination to seek God and find Him, in my determination to grow spiritually, in my determination to possess my possession, to possess my inheritance, in Christ Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, every power assigned to cripple my willpower concerning trusting God and receiving from God and depending on God, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them all. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness that has surrounded me to turn the truth of God into lies. Every darkness that have surrounded me to turn the truth of God into lies. To turn the light into darkness. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. open your mouth and pray like that. Yeah, this is also the same darkness that causes confusion and deception. They will make you believe lies as the truth. And they will make you see the truth as lies. Continue to pray. The fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy every darkness that has surrounded me. Every darkness that has surrounded my spirit, soul, and body. To change God's truth into lies. And to make lies appear to me as the truth. Every darkness that has surrounded me to change God's light into darkness in my heart, in my soul, and to make darkness appear as light to me. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Every darkness of confusion and deception that is manipulating my understanding of God, manipulating my understanding of God's word, manipulating my understanding of the truth. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every presence of darkness in my life that is against my peace. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Continue to pray like that. Presence of darkness in my life, in my environment, that is taking peace away from my life, that is changing peace into trouble, that is giving me trouble in place of peace. Every presence of darkness in my life, in my environment, that is giving me troubles, problems, sorrows, in place of peace, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them all. Every presence of darkness around me, upon me, that is giving me pains, that is causing me pains in place of peace, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Now, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I connect my life, calling, and destiny with the performance and fulfillment of God's promises and prophecies. You're going to say, I connect my life, calling, and destiny with the performance and fulfillment of God's promises and prophecies for my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Praying like that. I connect my life. I connect my days. I connect my spirit, soul, and body. I connect my career, my calling, my ministry, my destiny, with the fulfillment and performance of God's promises and prophecies for me right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your mercy and love and compassion toward us. Thank you for your power that has set us free and is setting us free. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your power that has destroyed the operations and activities of darkness that were against your will for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We acknowledge your presence and your power here right now. And I ask that you move and touch your people here right now. Give them the deliverance they have been waiting for in Jesus' name. Give them the deliverance they have been asking you for in Jesus' name. Give them the healing, the restoration, and the transformation they have been asking you for right now in Jesus' name. I decree that the sword of the Lord cut off every evil hand that is controlling your life, controlling your destiny, against the will and plans of God. Let the sword of the Lord cut those hands off now. In Jesus' name, let the anger of God be kindled right now against your stubborn enemies that have refused to let go of your life and destiny. Let the anger of God be kindled against them, and let them be wasted by the anger of God right now, in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the light from God's face shall shine upon you and shine deep into you to expose every darkness hiding in you and in your life, and to deliver you from those darkness forever. Let that light shine now, in Jesus' name. Let that light shine now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Everything that God has not planted, that is growing and gaining ground in your life and destiny, I command them to be uprooted now by the power in the name of Jesus. Let them be uprooted now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I pray for you that the things the enemy have been doing to destroy your joy and happiness shall no longer prosper in your life anymore, in the name of Jesus. All the activities of the enemy to take away your joy and happiness are now terminated forever, in the name of Jesus. The grace of God shall make you an overcomer in the battles of life, in the battles that will confront you as you journey through this earth. May the grace of the Lord make you an overcomer, in the name of Jesus. May the grace of the Lord make you stronger than sin and temptations, in Jesus' name. May the grace of the Lord make you stronger than your infirmities and weaknesses, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' unfailing name. I have prayed. Amen.